We continue learning 5 minutes of Bitachain. We're concluding the fifth chapter in which the Beis Halevi has been drilling home this idea that everything that happens to us is not you doing something to me. It's not the other person trying to harm me, giving me the job, not giving me the job, being there for me, not being there for me. Everything is being conducted, coordinated down to the dot on the I, straight from Hashem. And the players, they're just those puppets in the hands of the puppeteer. They're the stick in the hand of the one beating someone else. And just to conclude, Rav David Sutton over here is a few incredible footnotes, just to mention them quickly. We all know Aaron HaKohen is standing in front of Paroi, and Aaron takes his stick, throws it to the ground, it turns into a snake. Paroi, no, what's the big deal? Tells his magicians, you do the same. And they do the same. Continues the psukim. After Aaron's stick becomes a stick, after the magician's stick becomes a stick, says Hashem, Aaron, take your stick and allow it to swallow up the other sticks. Explains the Chassam Sofer so beautifully. Paroi thought, I run the world. I'm in control. I could do whatever you could do. You do an ace, I do an ace. Says Hashem, you think you're this strong serpent? You think you're like a snake? You're literally nothing more than a stick. To the point, I'm going to wait for your sticks to be sticks. And then Aaron HaKohen's stick swallows it up, reminding us of this critical lesson, that everything that happens are just pawns in the hands of God. And one last line from the Chafetz Chaim, another beautiful, beautiful mashal, in which he quotes from Rav Yitzchak of Volozhin. You see a dog, you take something, you throw it at the dog, you throw a stone at the dog. The stone either hits the dog, goes close to the dog, the dog sees the stone. What does the dog do? It pounces on that stone, hitting it, kicking it, beating the stone. One who's watching might wonder, what in the world is this dog doing? It's a simple, silly little stone. Dog, where's your mind? The stone wasn't thrown on its own. Go, you want to pounce on someone? You want to be upset at someone? Go to the person that threw the stone. So when we watch the dog, we all could see so clearly how the dog is being so utterly foolish, pouncing on the rock. How silly it is for the dog to think that the rock harmed him. And we all say, go and pounce on the person. Are we being any less foolish when we think it's the boss dictating whether we get the raise, whether it's the spouse who was there for us, whether it was the friend who helped us in a time of need? Of course not. We're pouncing on the stone. It's time that we realize that yes, it might hurt. A stone being thrown at you is painful. But where did it come from? The stone came. Hashem decided, Hashem allowed it to happen. Hashem determined that you were fitting at that moment to be hit by that stone. And that is the reason why, says the Balatanya on the Geres HaKodesh in Chav Hei, that when David HaMelech was cursed by Shimi HaGeira, what does David, Melech Kol Yisrael, say? Hashem told him to curse me. Really? God told Shimi to curse me? No, he didn't. David HaMelech, a tzaddik, realizes when something happens, we have to split the action from he that did the action. He was cursed. It was painful. He's the Melech. And guess what? It might have even been called Mayrid B'Malchos and Shimi was punished. But is David upset at Shimi ben Geira? Or does David take the lesson and realizes Hashem decided I need to be cursed? The more we think about it, the more that we live our lives realizing that each and everything that happens to us is God determining that will happen to us, will allow us to live our lives a little bit more emunah bitachon, realizing that Hashem is right there allowing it to happen, causing it to happen, down to the smallest of details, the smile from a friend, the frown from someone else. Let us realize, let us understand, Let us not be that foolish dog pouncing on the rock by realizing where it came from. Psiat Ishmael will continue with the sixth chapter tomorrow in Mirza Hashem.